We're in the middle of Simon Nun Hey. We're up to Sif Yud Tes. So now the Shulchan Aruch talks about a strange case here. He says Shliach Tzibur Bat Teva V'Tisha Beveisa Knesses Mitzdarfen. Let's say you have the Shliach Tzibur in some sort of a closet, some sort of a reshus by himself, and the rest of the shul is in the regular part of the shul. So they still join together as a minyan. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan and Tes that he's the Shliach Tzibur, so you should think that, so he's saying that really this would apply to anybody, but he would say that maybe since he's the Shliach Tzibur, he would have to be in the room dafka with them. So Kamash Malan, he's no worse than everybody else, that if another person in the minyan was also in this teva, and everybody else was in the shul, then they would all join together as well. It's back in the Mechaber, so he says, Afal Pishi Gavoa Asor Rochava Arba, even if the bima that he's on, or even if this little reshus that he's on, is 10 tvachim higher than the other ones, and it is 4 tvachim wide. Meaning this is a case where you have the Shliach Tzibur on a separate bima, and the rest of the Tzibur is in the regular shul, and there's not closed doors or anything like that, but there are v'yeshla machitzos kavoos sasara. There are 10 tevach machitzos around him, and he's considered to be halachically in a separate reshus, but he's still allowed to join together with the tzibur mipnei shehi b'teila legabe beis haknesses, because his reshus is batal to the outer walls of the room, which are the walls of the beis haknesses, and thus he's still always going to be enveloped in the inner reshus. Now the question would be, what if the walls go all the way to the ceiling? So then the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh mishakasav dahani mili kisheina machitzos magios l'tikra sagad." That's only if the walls around the Shliach Tzibur don't actually reach the ceiling or the roof. But if they would reach the ceiling or the roof, then what are you going to do? He's already in a completely separate room, and therefore he can't join together with the 9 people who are in the regular room. But so certainly, if he's just on a bima, even if the bima has its own walls, which halachically would constitute machitzos, he's still able to be mitzdarif to the rest of the tzibur. That's why you don't have a problem. In a shul, let's say they're doing Kriya Satorah, and the Kriya Satorah is on a 10 tefach height, and it's at least 4 tefachim wide, way more than that usually, and they're on a separate bima. So why aren't they considered to be in a different room? And you're in, so there's, let's say, there's the Balkore, there's the Ole, and then there's the Tuga Boim. So you have 4 people up there. Why should they join together with the rest of the tzibur? But we see that it's not so. We see that they can join together with the rest of the tzibur because the outer walls of the shul swallow up the separate reshus that you're trying to develop inside. Okay, sifchaf, hayu asara b'makam echad. Let's say there's 10 people in one place. V'omrim kadeshu kedusha. And they're saying, they're davening regular, dvarim shebe kedusha. Afilu misha'eno imahem yachalanus. Let's say you're in a totally separate area. You're in a different room, a different house. You're outside the shul. You are allowed to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu with them. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach explains that even if you're far away, you can still, he paraphrases the Lashon of Chazal, which is that Afila Mechitza Shel Barzel, Eino Mafsekes, Bein Kol Misherotza Letzarif Atzmo Im Aviv Sheba Shamayim. It's not the exact Lashon of the Gemara, I don't think, but it's the idea is that there's a difference between bringing the Shekhinah, where we're very makbid, that's all the halachas we've been discussing. Is that considered a minyan? Is it not considered a minyan? When it comes to actually creating a minyan where the Shekhinah will come, that's difficult to do, or a bit more difficult. But in terms of once you have the Shekhinah there, then any mechitzos do not stop someone from outside from benefiting from the presence of the Shekhinah as well. That's the idea that we're going for here. So if you're coming to shul and there's already a minyan in shul and you can't make it into the room, you can still be mitzdarif to some of the, you know, to all of the dvarim shebe kedusha, although as we'll the Mishnah Berurah points out here that you can say amen yesh me rabba kedusha baruchu, and even to be yotze shmona esrei if you don't know how to daven yourself, to be yotze with the chazaras hashatz, all of that counts for you, because once the minyan is there, it extends to anyone who wants to join in, even if he's in a different room. And then the Mechaber just gives one caveat. V'yeshom shetzarech shalo yehe mafsik tinuf. It can't be that in between you and the minyan there's some garbage or there's some excrement or something which you're not allowed to daven in its presence. O avodas kocham, or if there is some type of avodah zarah, or a person worshipping avodah zarah. So that might be a a hefsik that between you and the Shechina, and therefore it's v'yei shomrim. Doesn't necessarily mean that we automatically paskin that way, but you should be machmir if you can be. And Mishnah Berurah at the end of Samach Beis quotes the Chayyadim, who says that you can still answer amen yesh me rabba and kedusha, but baruch hu is a problem.